What are we doing here in Sashi? We are doing all the ordinary activities of our daily life. Sitting, we are walking, we are eating, working, and so forth. And yet, it's up to us to make good use of this time, to be who we are, or to say it another way, to not do what gets in the way of us being who we are. And the four practice principles, we say it, being just this moment. And yet everyone is being just this moment, from morning to night. And yet, not quite so. So, Wang Po, as some of you are familiar with who are partaking in the class, clarifies this matter. Wang Po is also known as Obaku in Sino-Japanese. Wang Po says, there is consciousness eating and insight eating, or prajna eating, or wisdom eating. Eating is eating, and yet eating, walking, sleeping, sitting, all the daily activities, breathing, and yet, so to consider the hunger and decay of the body of as disasters and to nourish it as appropriate without generating greed or attachment. This is called wisdom, insight eating. Meaning, the important point, not generating greed or attachment. Or to say it differently, to willfully grasp at flavors and elusively generate discriminations. Notice the point is grasping and generating discriminations. Only seeking to please and not generate disenchantment. This is called consciousness eating. Consciousness eating is self-centeredness eating. Another translation of the Chinese calls it sensual eating. Or talks about it gluttonously delighting. Or seeking to gratify without realizing when you have enough. Different ways to phrase it. Now, he's talking about eating, but we're not looking at eating except as one of the many functions of what it is to be human, or what it is what we do from morning to night. See, so sitting here together, it's important to be able to know the difference between when we are caught in the discrimination or when we're simply doing just what we're doing. Doing just what we're doing here is whether it's breathing or working or walking. In that sense, Sashin is very simple and very supportive. And in another sense, it's exactly like our whole life from morning to night. I mean our whole life before and after Sashin. It's exactly the same, and yet it's very different, because we are making the effort to be here to the extent that that needs an effort. Or say it the other way, we're making the effort to see where we're going away and see where that habit arises and practice with that, so that that habit doesn't blind us. That habit of holding to discrimination doesn't blind us. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about here or there, but here meaning in Sashin, in these days together, we have the opportunity to make use of the very same activities from morning to night. Master Linji, who happens to be the Dharma successor of Wang Po, talks about this mind Dharma without form, saying in the eye it's called seeing, in the ear it's called hearing, in the nose it smells odors, in the mouth it holds conversation, or you could say in the mouth it eats, in the hands it grasps and seizes, in the feet it runs and carries. See? Always this is our functioning. And even you could say it's thinking, adding and subtracting, writing and editing, speaking and responding. See, in all of those is nothing but this, if we use the word, pure radiance, or this mind dharma unfolding as the various spheres of our functioning in the world. Since this is not of the order of existence or non-existence, Ninji says there is not a single place that is not liberated. Not a single place, and yet it's up to us. See, that's why we do the Sashin, and that's why we make our effort, and how we make our effort in Sashin. And our effort isn't to add something extra. There's nothing extra you need to add to your functioning. There's nothing extra that your breathing needs. There's nothing extra that your hearing needs. There's nothing extra that our sitting upright needs or our walking needs. And yet we need to take good attention and care of our believing that we need something else. Otherwise, we confuse ourselves endlessly with that. So this is what Wang Po, what all the ancestors in various ways are talking about, always. Un- unfortunately, we think there's something outside us that we need to add. Wang Po talks about further about eating. Though you eat the whole day through, no single grain passes your lips. And though you walk all day, you haven't taken a single step. Not permitting the events of your functioning, of your life, to bind you, and yet never withdrawing yourself from them. Not being bound means not holding on to our ideas of them. So these guidelines are our guidelines for this session time together. Or to say it another way, it's our guidelines for noticing where and how we need to make effort. Not to walk in a special way, not to eat in a special way, but to eat exactly what we're eating. To breathe just this breath in. To breathe just this breath out. And all of us, right as you are capable of that. Right as we are. So, starting session, it's important to remind ourselves of this. It's important to remind ourselves because otherwise we forget. There's nothing extra you need to get from anyone else or from anything else. Because from the beginning, your functioning is this very, if I use the word Buddha, mind. This very mind that you are, that is your life. Mind, heart, word doesn't make a difference. Which words? And yet we have to trust it. If we don't trust it, we don't trust ourselves, and then we miss our very function. So, let me just say one thing more, and then we can maybe talk a little about this together. Master Zhoshu, some of you are familiar with Zhoshu, Zhaoshu in Chinese, when he was asked by a disciple to tell him the most vitally important principle of Zen, the master said, "Excuse me, I must now go make water, I must now go piss." Think, even such a trifling thing I have to do in person. Okay, right there. Don't miss it. Don't miss your trifling functioning. Okay. I will stop now, and maybe we can talk a little about this if there's something of value to say. Because the point of speaking is not for you to get any extra words from me, but to encourage and support our practicing together. It's our practicing together that's the value of this session. of our gathering here, taking this time and opportunity in our life, in the midst of the heat and all the circumstances. So I'll stop now and we can see if you have something to bring up. Yes, Faye?
You're talking about, you're quoting from Paul, and it, about the food, and the food seemed like a metaphor, really, in a sense, in that?
No, not a metaphor. The food is hard facts. Did you eat lunch today?
Yes.
Did you eat a metaphor, or did you eat food?
I ate food.
Good. That's what he's talking about. Not a metaphor. See, it's our functioning. It's not metaphors for something else. It's our daily functioning that is exactly where it is. There are no metaphors that are needed to hold on to. Could use them if you want, but don't miss the food that's in your mouth for the metaphor that's in your mind. See, we don't have to have any special wisdom of how to eat. Eat as we eat. That's wisdom eating. What did he say? He was very clear. It has to do with not generating greed or attachment. Not generating discriminations or disenchantment. Okay. That's what you could say, that's, as we say, the expression self-centeredness, or holding to self-centered reactions, thoughts, emotions. In the midst of eating, if we miss the eating, in the midst of peeing, if we miss the peeing, besides the fact that we might get the whole toilet wet, we miss our life. In all of our functioning, there's nothing extra that's needed. That's why I'm starting with this, because we are going to be doing all sorts of things in the next several days. You're going to eat, you're going to sit and stand and walk and use the toilet and wash. All of those activities are nothing but the opportunity of the functioning of what and who you are, if we want to use the word, this Buddha mind. But we don't need to use such fancy words, because it is exactly who we are. And Rose.
I'm not quite sure what you mean about discriminations. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You can like or dislike what you're chewing. It's fine if the thought, I don't like this. Nevertheless, if you get caught in that and start saying, oh, it's so terrible, they shouldn't have served it to me, how dare them serve it, I'm going to spit it in someone's face, or get angry, or get sad. Oh, they're always making this food that I don't like. Oh, it's so bad. It's so unfair. Now, I'm dramatizing. But that's an example that I will bring up. But it's important for you to notice, look, what is discrimination that's occurring when you're chewing? So don't have to believe my answer. Just look. What does discrimination look like while you're eating or while you're walking? and see it, and then see what skillful practice of not grasping or attaching to it, or not trying to push it away at the same time. Even discriminating thoughts are simply reactive habits of mind, neither grasping nor trying to push them away. What does Wangpo say? Do not permit the events of your daily life to bind you, nor withdraw yourself from them. See, when we get caught up in the discrimination, we bind ourselves with them, meaning we bind our functioning. We mean we don't function as we are. Instead, we react, and we could react to memories, thoughts, fantasies about every sort of thing that's not here, or even react to what's here. In fact, reactions are exactly that, exactly fantasies, and they go on for a while, and we feel them. They're not mental as opposed to physical. We feel them. That's emotion, thought. That's our it's body, mind. And yet, that's exactly our practice opportunity when that arises at some point. If we don't, then it just binds us. I don't have to say it, we all know it. Creates stress and suffering. So we all have this wonderful time together to be wisdom sitting, wisdom walking, wisdom eating. And that doesn't mean any kind of special thinking about walking, eating, sitting, listening. Even wisdom feeling hot. Wisdom. Wisdom's a funny word, because we use the word in ordinary parlance in English as a discriminatory word of saying, oh, in order to do wisdom such and such, that means you've done A, B, C, D, and then therefore become a wise person as opposed to a unwise person or an ordinary person. But this isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about our functioning from morning to night. That's why Sesshin is from morning to night. It's our functioning from morning to night. My advice to you, says Wangpo, is to rid yourself of all your previous ideas of studying mind or perceiving it. When you are rid of them, you will no longer lose yourself amid sophistries. Yes.
What does he, is that sophistry that he's saying?
Yes.
What does he mean by that?
Things that confuse your mind, that get you entangled without any any good purpose. In other words, lots of ideas that confuse who we are, because we look for something else that we're going to get from someone else, from somewhere else, or that we're going to add and then finally figure something out, all of which assumes that we lack it right now. Who's hearing right now? That's exactly it. Who's breathing right now? We're not any different, though he spoke those words about 1,200 years ago. No different, because this is our very nature and opportunity as being human. The forms are different. The ways we can entangle ourselves or make our actions more self-focused, as the word, one translator uses the word consciousness. What did the other one use the word? Sensual. Let's see what sensual eating, and the other one used the word just simply says pursuing eating in order to satiate desires, gorging on consciousness food, gorging. Anyway, that's just the strength of the image. Because we all know. See, eating is the most common thing. Every one of us knows about eating. Every one of us eats, I assume. Every one of us breathes. So if we all have this wonderful opportunity, all that's called for is to breathe when we're breathing and to be clear as we're eating what we add on, if we add something onto it. Then our food is nothing but the Buddha functioning. Our walking is nothing but the Buddha's walking. So what we have here is the opportunity for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to sit and walk together. That's what we're doing. Even saying that is throwing dirty water on a clean place, but I have to do that. Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with if you're eating something and it's really, you go, wow, that's great.
Okay.
Nothing
and
wrong
then that's
with
it.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. Because that's sometimes a reaction.
Okay.
Depending on who the cook is.
But if you
agree. How hungry you are.
But if you're grasping at that.
So what would be grasping?
Oh, you don't need me to explain. Pursuing taste,
yeah.
And using discrimination, or to use another word, another translation, grasp at flavors and generate discriminations or generate greed and attachment. We have to see the difference. And the differences sometimes are subtle and sometimes are not. And yet we take them for granted that this is what one does. One eats and makes a mental comment list on what it is you're eating. Or one walks through a space and makes a comment list about what someone else is or isn't doing and how they're doing it. Or one is peeing and is at the same time thinking about what was and will be.
But if you're just eating and you're just really liking it and you're not thinking good. About why don't I get more, or you know, there's not, it's not enough, or blah blah blah. But if you're just having an actual reaction,
then just eat and don't have to figure out is it or isn't it. You know, is this consciousness eating or is this something else?
That's what I'm
going to
be doing now.
No. So simply notice. See, then you're using that judging mind to get in the way. That's why I often say what I say here or what you hear or read, take it, but then let it go. Don't hold on to it. No need to grasp it or try to apply it. What then? Wang Po said something about that. I don't remember where. You're not, if you're trying to get other things from others' ideas and get a little bit of knowledge from by holding on to that you heard or read, that's if you seek wisdom outside yourself, then we're in trouble. You don't need anything outside yourself. So no need to figure out if your eating is consciousness eating or self-centered eating or prajna eating. Having heard this, just eat. And when you notice self-centeredness arising, that's the point at which to make appropriate practice effort. Otherwise, just eat, just sit, just breathe. And I could have stopped when I said being just this moment, the beginning of the talk. Nothing more needs to be said. But then we add and
yeah,
add something.
Yet you do add things. And I think it sometimes can be that statement about just forget this, whatever I say, is a little confusing because you're talking to us for a purpose.
Yes, for it to resonate and then to, as is appropriate, make use of it. When it's not appropriate, no need to hold on to it. It's like right now your arms are down. If I were to throw this to you, catch. Well, all you have to do is put your arm up and catch it. Until then, you don't need to use your arm and hand. When it appears, you catch it. See? You were able to handle it. Don't have an idea of how you should have or shouldn't have handled it. You simply knew what to do. That's what we're talking about.
So. I did actually think there's no way he's going to throw that at me. And I didn't catch it.
Okay. Catching it, not catching it, that's fine. So the point is just that. This is just a point to then continue and encourage us in our practice, sitting here together, practicing together, manifesting our wisdom, if I say it that way, or Buddha wisdom, for our true nature from morning to night. That's what we're here for. And that's what we continue both before and after session. Okay. Thank you.
Copyright 2013, LU Genmyo Smith.